across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. How are you feeling this morning, Tyler?
Oh, I'm still defrosting.
Yeah, well, that's a given.
But I'm good.
Excellent.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. I decided last night, right, got to get the fire going. That was so much better.
I love the fire.
It was crackling away.
I wish the Waratah Manor had a fire.
You should install one.
I should.
Don't worry.
It's so worth it, isn't it?
Don't worry that it's a rental property.
No, I don't care. I'd pay for it myself.
They won't
mind. And then
mind.
You know what? I'd take it with me when I
That's smart. That's what I'd do.
Yep.
What's that hole in the roof there?
None of your business.
I don't know. It was always there.
It's just always been there.
Yeah. We put a little frisbee over it when it rains.
So say just covering it with some cellophane.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice little sky. What is that called? Skylight. Yeah.
There you go. Sorted.
Yep. Can you install it for me? Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks.
I can't guarantee the quality of the installation, but it will be installed.
I'll just get a fire pit. I got one of them out the front. I'll just bring it inside.
That's an even better idea.
Is it?
Yes.
Be smoked out.
Well, yes, there is that issue.
I'll be warm.
That's right. You come in here looking like a piece of biltong, which is always entertaining.
Yep.
You'll have to use extra moisturiser.
I will.
Yeah, if you have a fire pit inside, use extra moisturiser. That is not an official recommendation.
No, I wouldn't recommend it. It has crossed my mind, though, a few times.
Really?
The last few winters when I've not had my own wood heater.
We'll put one inside.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Let's do it. All right, that's a bit of fun for after the show, a little socials content.
Yep.
Let's next level this thing. It's just a radio show.
Why not?
How are you, Jess?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm good.
Do you have a wood heater, Jess?
I wish I did.
Oh, aren't they the best?
Well,
oh.
You've heard the whole process of what to do, so you know what to do.
Yeah, you're all over it too, Jess.
Just put cellophane over the fire pit inside like you would the hole in the roof. It'd be fine.
Oh, my God, a cellophane flue? Go down like
so
a lead
smart.
Balloon.
So smart. Of course, we are all defrosted and ready to go. It's going to be a great show as usual.
Yep.
Prizes galore, that sort of thing.
All that.
And a full catch-up with Jess to go a little deeper on those local news headlines. Up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, now, Jess, there's been a bit of an accident between a motorcycle and a car.
Yes, this happened yesterday afternoon. I was driving home from the gym and I was like, what's going on? The highway shut. Something bad must have happened. A motorcyclist and a car crashed on the New England Highway at East Maitland.
Oh.
So bystanders helped the rider, a 26-year-old man, before paramedics got there. When they got there, he was treated, ended up at the John Hunter in a serious but stable condition. The driver of the car went to Maitland Hospital, treatment on minor injuries and mandatory blood and urine testing as well. Police established a crime scene. The crash happened at about 5:30. The highway didn't reopen until nearly 8 o'clock last night. So they're trying to work out what happened. Anyone who might have dash cam footage from around the area at the time are being urged to come forward, and anyone who has any information at all.
Gee. I always worry. I mean, shouldn't, because been not my problem. But yeah. People on, like, motorbikes, it's like, if you crash, you've got nothing around you to protect you.
I know.
That is how they work.
I know, but it's always like, gee, that's like straight onto the turf for you.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Pretty much. Or tarmac.
Scary.
In a more serious situation.
Yeah, and that's even harder and rougher on skin, isn't it?
Than grass, famously.
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway, we move on.
Good luck to all involved, that's all I can say.
Up next, though, Jess, Jarryd Hayne will be sentenced this week.
I mean, hopefully, maybe. It just keeps dragging on.
I thought he already was.
I thought this feels like deja vu.
Yeah, so he was found guilty of two counts of sexual intercourse without consent from that incident in Newcastle back in 2018 after his third trial a month or so ago.
Yep.
His bail was revoked last month, so he's been behind bars waiting for this week to be sentenced. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard from both sides. Again, an impact statement from the woman who was involved and also from Hayne's barrister. So the judge will hand down a sentence finally on Friday, apparently.
My God.
It is not over yet, is it?
I thought it was.
I thought
when
it was.
When you get the guilty verdict, it's like, all right, wipe your hands clean of it.
Well,
yeah,
that's,
see you later.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why, but I think even on Friday they're going to come up with some sort of appeal or something.
Wouldn't be. I mean, he'll appeal it, whatever it is. So
on and on it goes.
He's done with it.
Well, yeah, that. And Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook.
Such an odd human, isn't he?
Oh.
Almost looks like a robot himself.
Well, there's this, that's actually a theory.
Is
that,
it?
Yeah, that he's actually a robot and he's not a real person.
Oh, it checks out.
Okay, if people go, I think he's actually a robot, what are your thoughts on that, just before we get into this story?
Agree.
Yeah?
Yeah. He looks like one. I have no scientific knowledge to back why I think he looks like a robot, but he just does.
Anyway, yeah, he's a bit straight. It's like he's dead in the eyes.
Yes, that's what it is.
I think,
no soul behind those eyes.
Yeah, I think that's what causes it. Anyway, in perhaps the first time he's ever shown any kind of personality, he's recently competed and won medals in a jiu-jitsu tournament.
How'd that go for him?
Well, this is the thing. So, I mean, imagine this, right? You're doing your jiu-jitsu in your local club somewhere.
Rolling around on the floor in other men's sweat.
Yeah, and you've got your funny, like, dressing gown thing on. And
yes.
Little belt around.
Little robe.
Stuff. Yeah, little robe. Like,
yeah.
Just nicked it from the Marriott.
Yep.
And you're there. At
Waffle.
Your...
So nice.
Just come out the shower.
Yeah.
I'll just put a little yellow belt around this thing.
And I'm going to roll around in another man's sweat and yeah. I'm going to shower and put the robe back on.
Something's got to absorb it.
Yep.
Anyway, he's doing, like, imagine that. You do that as a hobby. That's all good. And you're at the, you know, your local training gym somewhere in California.
Yep.
Then out rolls Mark Zuckerberg. If you're up doing jiu-jitsus against Mark Zuckerberg in the juniors, do you beat him?
You kind of want to smash him, don't you?
That's the thing.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm going to beat this robot.
Or do you go, he's a billionaire. If I let him win, we'll be mates.
I might make a cut off the win.
Yeah, that's it.
He might sling me $20.
Exactly.
Or 20 milli.
Or a free G-Wagon or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It certainly would. So that's what I'm wondering. Like, I know he's got the medals, but did he win them fair and square?
No, he won it, Crevo, because he's a robot. That's why.
And a robot like him has finally learnt all of the moves
yeah.
and how to technically win.
And also, I feel like robots would be more agile, so they can move their body and contort their body in ways that humans cannot.
Yeah, and then...
So he's got an unfair advantage.
Mechanical strength over human flesh.
And also, yes, that. And because, like, I don't know, human flesh is a bit softer, he'd be hard to wrestle.
Well, that's so true. Cause like,
so much metal.
Well, if you do a karate chop on him, I don't think that's
you'd
jiu-jitsu.
You
break your own arm.
Karate chop, is that jiu-jitsu?
I'm not sure, but I'm showing my true colours and lack
have
of knowledge.
A clue.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. If you're just joining us, up next, Tyler, a little dilemma in your life.
Yeah, we've been dog-sitting our family pet. My folks have come up from Husky, and we've had little Charlie.
Oh, such a cute little... Boys.
Oh, he's the best dog ever. Anyway, taking him for a walk every day, he backs one out about 3 blocks from our house on bin day. So there are bins everywhere.
Yeah, right.
And I reckon it's fine to put in the red bin, but apparently not.
Okay, this is the debate. We get into it next as you wake up with the Novos on New FM.
Currently dog sitting our family dog, Charlie. He's spent the last week or so with us now, so we've been taking him
That's
for a
nice.
Walk every day. I love it. It's been the best. But yeah, took him for a walk the other day. He backed one out and it was bin day. So I was like, why can't I put his business in a random bin that's a couple of blocks away from my house? To which my partner, Marcus, responded, you can't do that. They've just been emptied.
Yeah, that's a crime, I'm sure it is.
Oh, my God. That's the whole point of a bin.
No, it's not...
to dispose of things.
How would you like it if somebody went into your house and put stuff inside your inside bin?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm putting it in the red bin. And honestly, if my red bin was out and had been emptied and someone walked past and put rubbish in it, I wouldn't give a rat's because you know why? It sits outside in the backyard for another week and then it just goes back out the front to get collected the week later.
I couldn't
give a rat's.
All right, well, afterwards, tell us what your address is and I'll bring some rubbish for you.
All right, I don't care. I mean, you can't fill it. You can put one bag of dog poo in there. I'll allow for that.
That seems like a lot of work. Let's ask Newcastle's opinion on this.
Yeah, let's go to Amanda in Aberglasslyn. Hey, Amanda.
Amanda? No, Amanda. Maybe not. All right, let's try.
We'll try Patrick in Maitland. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, people. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, is it right or wrong to be putting dog poo in a random's red bin?
If it's empty, it's bad. No, you're naughty.
Why?
Thank you.
If it has not been collected, Crevo's right. I would not mind if someone put their poo in my bin if it hasn't been collected.
Not their own human poo, dog poo. Let's just clarify. It wasn't my poo. Yeah.
You weren't squatting on top of it.
I mean the dog. No, fine. It's fine to put it in a full bin.
So, let me ask you this, Patrick. Would you be offended if you were in your own living room and you saw someone pick up dog poo and put it in your bin that was just sitting out the front?
If it was empty, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Some common sense.
Oh, my God. People are just so pretentious these
You're
days,
the only person
it's
currently
a bin.
It's fine.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Tammy next in Rutherford. Hey, Tammy.
How you going?
Very well. Tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Hell no, is anyone using my red bin besides me?
Thank you.
Why?
No way. I had an argument with a neighbour who always would deliberately put her dog poo in my bin.
Oh, my God.
I literally took it out and put it in her front letterbox.
I love that.
I don't care whether my bin's been emptied, whether it hasn't. That's my bin, no one else's.
Okay, I understand if it's like constantly happening, but this is a one-off. Now, Tammy, if I was just to be taking my dog Charlie for a walk around your neighbourhood in Rutherford and he did a poo in, you know, within the vicinity of where your red bin may be and I put it in there, would you come for me as well, or is it just a one-off?
I would, no way.
Straight through the mailbox.
Straight through.
Oh, my God. Okay, fair enough. I stand corrected. I will let you know, Crevo, and everyone else listening, yeah. I walked around like an idiot swinging around dog poo until I got home because I wasn't allowed. Bins everywhere. Not allowed to use any of it.
Yeah, because they've been collected already.
Oh,
like,
God,
everyone in Newcastle.
It's a bin.
Everyone in Newcastle says they agree
you know
with
what?
Me.
Everyone in Newcastle needs to just take it. Like, just step back from the ownership of your bins, all right? It's a bin.
Okay, all right.
Grow up.
Point made, anyway, except I won this
I'm
one.
I'm
going to
take the dog for a walk now and just make sure he does double poos and dump them in everyone's bins.
Well, that seems
I'll
wrong.
I'll walk into their
did
yards.
Did you not get the point? Just got back from a holiday in Japan for a couple of weeks. Been wanting to go for ages. It's such a fascinating place.
Yeah, so much food, so much good food.
Lots of good food. And, you know, just everywhere you go, they've got restaurants and stuff. They're mad for it, which is, you know, like if you are a foodie like myself,
yep.
It's a great place to visit. Couple of interesting things I did notice while there, because they do things very differently. The first is they absolutely love smoking cigarettes.
Do they?
It's
love a Larry Lungbuster.
Yeah, they've got none of those like behind a roller door anymore. It's all, you know how here, like when you go to a smokes counter.
You've got to go out, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's all behind a roller door.
Yeah.
None of that, right? They got them in vending machines and everything. It's
oh,
a bit,
God.
It's a bit of the Wild West still there.
And do they have like dedicated smoking rooms?
That's the thing. Those yes. are everywhere. Even on the trains, there's like a smoking
and it's
room
like a hot box, isn't it?
Full of smokers in
you
there.
You can't even see through the glass.
Nah, exactly. I did notice, though, a sign that is regularly on said smoking rooms,
yeah.
Which says, adult smokers only.
Well, you'd hope so.
Does that mean the kids have to smoke in a different room, or?
Are there any rules against kids, like?
I would think so. I would think so.
Lighten up a dart over there?
Well, I'm guessing you have to be over age.
Surely there's rules.
Yeah, but just not in those rooms.
No, you're not allowed.
Not allowed. The next thing is the food is a big thing, of course.
Yeah.
What's interesting is, right, that the ramen restaurants, which is the noodle soup.
Oh, I love ramen.
Right? But you get it, and it's like you're going to vote. You got your own private singular seat with a divider, so you're not like you can't see or interact with the person next to you.
Oh, it's like an own little like individual booth,
sort of. And then the food comes like from in front of you through it like a slot,
like you're in prison.
Exactly, a little little like roller blind goes up. Zzz, and then your bowl of noodles comes out, and then zzz, the roller blind goes back down again.
So you would assume that the chef is just directly on the other side, and they just pop it through the window,
and then put the blind back down. It's bizarre. It's so, like a combination between a voting booth and a prison.
And prison.
Yeah.
So when your wife, Emmy, and you would go to eat.
Yes.
Could you even converse?
You're separated. No talking allowed.
I mean, oh, my God.
It's bizarre. It's strange. Bizarre.
Is that common? Like, was that at more than one restaurant?
Yes. Many places have the individual voting booth / prison style eating situation.
Love that.
It's strange. And then, of course, the bullet trains. Very exciting. Yeah. Very fast.
It looks so cool.
Flying through the countryside, watching it all go past. Went through this one section of, like, very sort of, I guess, a kind of industrial area, right?
Yeah.
Lots of factories and stuff. And then I see there the Fujio Escalator and Elevator Company. Massive factory. So they're obviously making heaps of escalators, heaps of elevators, all on one floor. How are they doing any kind of testing? Because there was not even
how
a second level.
Down?
Well, no, there's like how can you make an elevator if you can't test it?
And you can't get up to the next floor.
There's none of that. It's
what?
All on one floor. So they can't do any kind of testing of any sort.
So they have to fit the elevator first before they, like, have to run any kind of normal test.
I'm guessing so. So whenever I saw a Fujio escalator or elevator, I was worried.
Yeah, because it's not been tested.
Definitely not.
No one's given it a test run.
Not in that factory.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is so easy. It's a competition where you ring up 4967-4105 and you just have to figure out what is the theme between the three things we give you, hence the name Three of a Kind.
Funny that. And if you correctly identify the theme a couple of times,
yeah,
we're going to hook you up with 4 tickets to New FM's exclusive preview of Fast X.
Oh, how good.
You don't know what that is. It's about the 20th version of Fast and the Furious.
The 10th.
The 10th. Oh, yeah, Fast 10. Fast X. No 10.
Yeah.
At Event Cinemas in Glendale, May 17 plus, everyone will go into the draw to win a joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruises.
Oh,
now, this is
awesome.
A fat lap in a Lambo.
That's right. You're going around Newcastle in a Lambo. Everyone's looking at you. You know,
you're basically Vin Diesel around Mayfield.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep, so if you want those tickets, call now on 4967-4105. We're playing Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we need 2 contestants to go up against each other, and we'll do it in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos on New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we, of course, get you to put your detective hat on and work out what the theme is between the three things that we give you.
Yeah, and we'll hook you up with some tickets to the New FM's exclusive preview of Fast X going down at Event Cinemas in Glendale, May 17. Plus, everyone that comes along will go in the draw to win a joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruises as well. 4 tickets up for grabs this morning, Crevo.
That's right. And, of course, you do have to beat someone else.
Yeah, you've got to go head to head.
Let's meet our competitors for this morning.
We've got Kate in Minmai up first. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you going, Tyler? Hi, Crevo.
Hello.
Very well, thank you. What are you up to this morning?
Just driving to work. Trying to dodge all the trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Keep doing that. Make
exactly.
sure you dodge all them.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want to hit one.
Don't know what that is, but something. Traffic, I think, is
yeah,
what
traffic.
She said.
She said don't want to hit the trucks.
Oh, yeah.
We've
good.
Also got Mick, our runner-up from yesterday in Paterson. Good morning.
Good day, guy. How we going?
Very well, thank you. Ready
Never
to win
better.
Today, Mick?
Well, got to make a comeback from yesterday.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Otherwise, that's embarrassing.
You know what? Nothing yeah. like an underdog story, is there, Mick?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
no
guessing
comment.
You said yeah. All right, let's test everyone's buzzers because things are getting a little quiet around here. Kate up first.
Kate.
Boy,
nice.
That was good. Now Mick.
Mick.
Oh,
yeah.
Superb.
Quick.
Superb.
All right, first one.
Go.
Femur, tibia, fibula.
Kate.
Well, Kate, what is it?
Parts of bones of your body.
Be more specific. They're all part of one part of the body. Incorrect.
Oh, sorry, no. Mick, do you want to have a stab at this?
Yeah, legs.
Yeah, legs
that
it
is.
Correct.
Well done. One
I'm
on the board
glad someone
Mick.
Knows the human anatomy.
Yeah.
Anyway, next one. Stag and Hannah, Duke of Wellington, Town Hall Hotel.
Mick.
Mick, what is it?
Pubs.
Yep, you got
sure
it.
Sure is. And he's making the comeback. Oh, my God. You know what? Australians love an underdog story, and we have seen one of the most superb of all time right here this morning. You've witnessed history. Well done, Mick.
Mickey Patterson, well done, mate. Kate, can we get you back tomorrow?
Yes, you sure can.
Yeah, lock it in. We'll see you then, sis.
We sure will. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Now, since the band has all been back together yesterday, Crevo, producer Stephen came to us letting us know that he has a secret admirer.
Ooh.
Is this true, producer Stephen?
Yeah, weren't my shoulders back, chest out. I'm feeling pretty good about myself, wasn't I?
What's happened?
So last Wednesday night, I went to Argyle. I went to Fanny's.
On a school night?
Yeah, I know. Just integrating myself into the community.
On a school night?
Yeah, I know.
I
was trying to integrate into the community, you know, kissing babies, taking photos, all that good stuff.
At Argyle, at Fanny's.
Yeah, of course.
Righto.
So, yeah, had a good night. Obviously paid for it the next day, like you guys alluded to, because it was a school night and we start quite early.
He was a dusty dog.
But I woke up also to not only the hangover, but lots of, like, my notifications blowing up.
Phone pinging.
All the boys tagging me in this post from University of Newcastle, love letters revived.
What?
The post says, to the guy that was at Argyle on the 3rd of the 5th, which is last Wednesday, who did New FM, you are hot AF and I'm drunk, message me, XX. So I was feeling pretty good about myself, a bit of an ego boost.
Did it say drunk?
Yeah, it said drunk.
Hot AF is a good compliment.
Have you had a little stalk, Stephen?
I have no idea who it is. It's anonymous. So
it's anonymous.
Yeah, so I've got no idea who it is. I was trying to wrap my brain about who it could have been. But, yeah, I've got no idea, but...
Yeah, was there any hot chicks at Argyle on a Wednesday night?
Chatting to you?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Guys?
I was talking to my girlfriend about it, obviously, because she saw all the tags. So, you know, we were getting in a bit of a biff, and I was like, you know what? I've got options over here.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to throw that card out. She went, go for it.
Oh, no. I was going to say, did that work in your favour?
No. She was like, good. I can finally get rid of you. So,
because she's still over in Perth, isn't she?
She is,
you're doing the whole long distance thing.
And that is long, long distance as well, isn't it?
That's big, long distance.
Well, she wanted to get on and be like, yep, gone. Whoever wants Stephen can
take
have him.
Take him.
Free auction. I was like, oh, it's a bit early in Perth. Maybe we shouldn't call, you know. You wake up the whole house.
Like a cattle sale.
Oh, my God.
Sold.
I really want to know who this girl is.
Oh, my God.
Is it a girl?
Yeah. If you know who this guy or girl is.
Was it not the Jets end of season prezo on Wednesday night as well, Stephen? Do you think it could have been one of the Jets players that has got the hots for you?
Oh, I wouldn't be so lucky. That would really test me. That would test the long-distance relationship, I think, more than anything.
Watch out, Jets players. Producer Stephen is coming for you.
On the prowl.
Oh,
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And don't forget, Trivia Check is back with $450 just for answering one question correctly.
That's an easy paycheck.
7 o'clock. Make sure you're around because you want the free money for easy.
Next, though, we are talking demerit points.
Have you lost some demerit points, Tyler?
Maybe.
Oh, okay, juicy.
I'll tell you more about it next.
Just a few
minutes. Nah, it's not me. I'm a good driver.
Good to know. I'll believe it when I see it. You're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
Crevo, my mum was telling me the other day that she's got a friend who has a son who's on his green peas.
Okay.
Right, so he'd be in his 20s.
Yeah,
right. Early 20s, right? Over the Easter long weekend, copped a hefty fine, got busted on his phone whilst in the car, and during double demerits, that's worth 10 points.
Oh, my God.
When you're on your green piece, you don't have 10 points.
I think he got 3.
Something like that. Don't know.
Oh, does that mean he's no license for, like, a year?
For ages.
6 months or a year? Wow.
So mum's friend has said, oh, I'll sign the stat deck. I'll take the points.
I don't think she can do that.
I think that's very illegal.
Yeah, I think so.
But she's like, he's an apprentice. He needs his car to be able to get to work. If he doesn't have a car, we're screwed. I've got to drive him to work, to and from work. I'm like, well, yeah, there's a lesson in that, isn't there?
Well, she's thinking the lesson's going to be on me.
Yeah. She's like, it's a lot more work on me.
Oh, that that's big, though.
Because that's 10 points.
I think you only have 12 or 13.
13 you've got 13, on right. your full license without having lost any.
So she's putting herself in danger as well, because one more thing
yep.
from her, even
she's
just
done
a,
as well.
A little, I don't know, red light or something.
It's so illegal, though, to say...
Yeah, it
I
is.
Was driving at that time and sign the dotted line and say, yeah, it was me.
Because it's obviously from a camera, like a yeah. fixed camera.
Yeah.
And they can't really tell who it is.
No.
So that's what it... Wow. I. You know what? You say this is, like, you know, obviously
naughty.
It is illegal. But I reckon it happens.
So often.
I think people around, even around here, around the Hunter, are taking other people's points.
100%. So many. It is so common. There have been times when I've just, like, a throwaway comment. Oh, I got a speeding fine. Can someone else... I've said to my mum before, can you take the points for me? Or can you pay the fine? I got no money.
You're joking, though.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
And as if my mother, Donna, is going to go, yes, darling, I'll do that for you. She would tell me where to go.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of tough love that's made you not, you know, ask her for
not
points.
Not a wuss, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I wonder... Is there anyone taking demerit points for family members around Newcastle and the Hunter?
Now, obviously, or do you know someone? You can say it's someone else.
Yeah, job them in.
Obviously, remain anonymous here.
If you like, yeah.
Yeah. 4967-4105. Have you heard of this happening where yeah. people are taking other points? Because when you first mentioned it, I was like, is that even a thing?
It's a thing.
Apparently so.
Yep.
Right? 4967-4105. Do you know somebody taking points?
Yeah.
Or has done this in the past? We'd love to hear your stories. What happened? What was the situation? Of course, the best callers on air this morning, a double to the Knights versus the Titans, Sunday, May 12th. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's always a good Sunday game.
Yeah. 4967-4105. If you know any stories about this, we'd love to hear them. New FM.
Talking to demerit points now, Crevo, because one of my mum's friends has a son who's on his green peas, copped 10 demerit points during the Easter long weekend, oof. Got busted on his phone. So his mother, my mum's friend, is like, well, he needs to still be able to get to work. He's an apprentice sparky.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to take the points for him, which is common. Right.
Well, I didn't really realise that this was such a big thing.
Well, yeah.
Apparently.
Someone has messaged through and has wished to remain anonymous on our Instagram at @thenovos_ saying, I've had someone buy demerit points from me on Marketplace before.
What?
When they were desperate to have someone take points for them. I'm a few G's richer and a few demerit points lost, but I can still drive. It's a win-win for me. That is illegal. Don't do that.
That is so illegal.
So naughty, but people wow. do it.
Okay. Let's go to... Are we doing names? I guess so.
Yeah, well, Kayla's in Mayfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, do you know someone taking demerit points?
I do know two people to do it.
Oh, my God.
What's the situation?
So, my current partner was doing it for her ex-girlfriend.
That sounds messy.
I don't know, she thinks, oh, when they were together.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. And then I started a new job the other week and small world, I'm now working with the ex's current partner.
No.
What?
Holy heck. And are they all just sharing demerit points with each other?
They're not sharing. She's taking.
She's just all
taking.
Take.
That's no, naughty.
She's taking.
She doesn't share.
Oh, dear.
At least you got the man.
Yep, that's
all
it.
All I can say, you're not sharing him.
That's naughty. Let's go to James in Maryland next. Hey, James.
James, you there? Nah, James is gone.
Oh, no, we've lost James.
We've lost James. Oh, jeez, you know what? Apparently he had a really good story. Producer Stephen, are you there? He's gone as well. Fantastic.
Oh, well. What a shame.
Hey, look, it seems like a lot of people out there are, in fact, doing this.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was a rarity, if ever, but it turns out right here
pretty
in our
common.
Own backyard.
Don't do it. It's naughty.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Forfeity.
Yeah, that's
is
right.
What is up for grabs this morning, Crevo, with our Trivia Check. If you don't know what it is, all you need to do is answer one question correctly, and that money is yours. $450 could be yours.
That's right. It's so simple. There's no, you don't enter this and write your name down in a drawer for that.
No loopholes.
No, it's all just one question. That's all the transaction is. You
that's
get it,
it
right, the money's yours straight away. There you go.
You're welcome.
$450.
If you want to play Trivia Check, we're doing it next. Call 4967-4105 now. We'll get you on the air. You answer this question right, the money's yours.
Let's make a Novocastrian a little bit richer. Up next, New FM. And up next, Tyler, a tale of survival. A woman surviving out in the jungle, in the forest, for days and days on just one type of lolly. Right, all the details on that just a few minutes off. But now, let's give away some cash.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, Crevo, we want to give away $450 this morning with our Trivia Check. All one lucky Novocastrian has to do is answer one question. Get that correct, the money is all theirs.
That's right, we just hand it over. There you go, you're $450 richer this morning. Let's meet our contestant.
It is Mitch in Curry this morning. Hey, Mitch.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. $450 would be a bit nicer.
I was going to say, what are you going to do? Tell me, what are you doing with this money if you win it?
Probably a
couple of beers.
Yeah, probably go right on with it.
Yeah,
straight down the TAB.
Yeah, might back one, yeah.
Yeah, you better, for good luck,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly, you've already had good luck if you win it.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I don't think I will.
It might not be luck, though, Mitch. It could just be straight up general knowledge.
How long have I got to answer it?
You got 5 seconds.
Oh.
You'll be right. You got this
in
the bag, mate. Don't let the timer get in your head. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
What is the chemical symbol for table salt? Nothing. Oh, Mitch, I'm so sorry. It is NaCl. I wouldn't have known that, but now you'll know it forever. That's and know that it didn't win you $450, mate. I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, all good.
You can have another crack tomorrow because $475 will be up for grabs, Crevo. That's how it works at jackpots every single day.
Keeps going up. Trivia Check, same time, same place. Got to be on New FM. And if we head just down the M1 to Victoria for this next story, because this lady, she went out for a day trip to a place called Dartmouth Dam. Right? Yeah. Which is a nice little dam that you can sort of, I guess, go bushwalking in and stuff like that. Anyway, she just day trip. So she didn't really pack too much. She just had, this is all she took, a couple of lollipops. Right?
Yeah.
She drove out there and then her car broke down and out of mobile phone service and she was down a dead end road and she had no water in the car.
That is my worst nightmare.
So it starts to go dark. She doesn't know what to do. Fortunately, though, she had in her car a bottle of wine that she planned to give to her mum. So instead of drinking water, she did the old wine into water trick.
And lived off a bottle of wine for how long?
And lollipops several days.
Days?
Days. This is extraordinary. She was able to survive on the lollipops. She was luckily found when a helicopter spotted her car, which is down like a dead-end road that nobody normally goes there. She's just planning a short trip but ended up surviving on lollipops and wine.
You know what the smart thing is? That this woman actually stayed close to her car.
That is
because
so true.
For me, had I been bogged in a certain spot where you had no phone reception, I would have gone running. I would have gone looking for any type of phone signal and I would not have been able to find my car again after that. Not a chance.
And you know what? It was so lucky because the helicopter was able to see the car there. Cause
before
the big,
they would see her.
That's right.
Car's a lot bigger than a human.
And there she was just waving and a little bit tipsy.
Living on lollies.
And wine.
And wine.
Now, some people would say that's just a good time, but if you got no water, it's actually a bit scary.
You'd wake up feeling real dehydrated the next day, wouldn't you?
Hangover's even worse.
But also, if she stuck there for days, you've got to, like, you've got to treat yourself to a glass of red sparingly, don't you?
Yeah, you can't just glug that whole thing in one night.
It's like a sip a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got no water.
Yeah.
You can't glug a whole bottle because you're going to need some water the next day. You're going to need that H2O to
wash
hit
it
the
down.
Soul.
Exactly. This poor lady.
What a legend.
Or was she... Did she have a great time? I don't know.
No, she should be titled Australian of the Year.
Okay.
This is how we survive.
On wine and lollies.
Yes.
New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, she was a bit chilly last night at my humble house in Mayfield. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Emmy. She's in a dressing gown.
I want to buy a dressing gown. A
fluffy
I'm
one.
I'm in the market for one. Yeah, big fluffy one.
Yeah, and I said, it's cold enough. We should have the fire, shouldn't we?
Bloody oath.
Yes. So I went out there, split the kindling, got it all ready. Got that thing crackling, and it's a game changer. It, like, boosts the whole mood of the house.
It totally is a game changer. I've grown up with wood heaters my whole life, and there is nothing like it.
You just sit there. It's mesmerizing.
Reverse cycle heaters don't have nothing.
Like, it heats, and the whole house is, like, toasty.
It's a different kind of heat,
yeah,
too, isn't it?
Something about it.
I could rattle on for days about the benefits of wood heaters.
Yeah, same. Anyway, I won't.
It was so boring.
It was just the mood. So, of course, had it last night and it was great.
Next, though, we are talking about something that's not so great. Things your partner does that really ticks you off. Marcus, my partner, has done something that I really need to just vent about next.
Okay, just a few minutes off. We'll chat more about that as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
So, Crevo, slight... issue going down at the Waratah Manor at the moment with my partner Marcus and I.
Is everything all right? Are you guys splitting up?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
But there needs to be some stern conversations about the cleaning of one toilet in our house. Okay?
Oh, dear.
Marcus just thinks that when he leaves a big old skitty in the loo, that it's fine to, I mean, not use the toilet brush, which is its intended purpose.
That's what that's for, yeah.
He instead decides to boil the kettle and pour boiling hot water over the skitties in the bowl.
What? Why?
I'm not sure why, but I think it's very unhygienic to be putting the kettle inside the toilet bowl.
Also, that takes ages.
Yeah, it does, but also what's the point of having a toilet brush?
Well, of course. It sits right there. You just grab it, you just do the thing, and that's it.
Yeah.
Why is he bringing the kettle that you're drinking your tea with?
Doing my absolute head in, and he will not listen. I've said, mate, the kettle stays in the kitchen where it belongs, where it's way cleaner.
Jeez.
Not in the stinky toilet bowl where you've just backed out your business.
Yeah, that's no good.
It's disgusting. It's doing my head in. He refuses to clean the toilet any other way.
Oh, God. I mean, look, it happens in all relationships.
What, everyone cleans the toilet with the boiling water?
Certain things just annoy you and you can't get your partner to stop. It's just the way it is, isn't it?
Refuses. Mate, he won't listen.
Okay.
He doesn't understand that it's not the right thing to do. He thinks it's smart. He thinks he's like...
Hacked it?
Yeah, it's his hack.
Oh, that's not ideal.
It's disgusting.
There's probably so many that annoy Emmy, my wife Emmy, like dozens of things. But
I'm not surprised by that.
There's one that she does that annoys me.
What is it?
She leaves, like, used tissues. Like...
everywhere?
Certain areas. Like her end of the couch and next to her bed.
I am also...
Put them in the bin.
I am guilty of this as well.
Put them in the bin.
This is something that Marcus would say he hates about...
Why do you do that?
Because we might need it. Look, I've got one right here. We might need it a bit later.
No, you can put... They're a one-use item.
No.
They're a single-use item.
No.
That can go in the bin.
And I'm with Emmy on this. I do that as well.
Oh, it drives me up the wall. I'm forever picking them up.
4967-4105. What does your partner do that drives you nuts?
It's just so annoying. of course, best callers on air today.
Yeah, okay. We're going to hook you up with some Knights ticks.
That's right. You can go and see a double to go and see the Knights versus the Titans Sunday, May 12th.
That's this weekend.
It sure is. Just dob in your partner if something is driving you mad at the moment. It's your chance to vent a little bit as well.
We are your free therapists.
Exactly.
You are welcome.
In fact, we pay you with Knights tickets.
That's it.
4967 4105 is the number to call.
We are asking on 4967 4105, what does your partner do that drives you nuts? Because my idiot partner, Marcus, thinks that it's normal to clean his skitties off the toilet bowl with boiling hot water from the kettle. He does his business, he goes to the kitchen, he boils the kettle, he goes back to the bathroom, pours the boiling water over the skid marks.
There's so many issues for that with me.
It's gross.
It's just disgusting.
The kettle doesn't belong in the bathroom.
It's a no. There's certain things, though, that just wind you up about your partner. It's the way it is,
yep.
I think, often.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones now, shall we?
We've got Greenkeeper Pete. How are you?
Oh, mate, living the dream.
Yes.
As always, aren't you?
Oh, freezing me absolute, little fellas off today.
I bet it's bloody cold out there, isn't it now? Greenkeeper Pete, tell us, what does your partner do that drives you nuts?
Mate, when you've got a solar panel for love on your head, my lovey wears those little bobby pin things, and instead of putting them somewhere, they're in the bloody coffee cups, they're in the bloody coffee cup holders, in the side of the doors, in the cars, in the bloody couch. And when she drops them in the shower and you're having a shower, it's like stepping on friggin' Lego.
Yes.
And can I expand that to hair ties as well? Can they just be put away?
You've hit a nerve with Greenkeeper Pete here too, Krivo. I would have to say I'm guilty of this. Bobby pins everywhere. In the car, in my wallet, on the bedside table, in the bed, everywhere.
There's one here.
Yeah, there
That'd
you go.
Be yours,
That's mine.
It?
Yep, there's oh one here God. In the Sandgate bunker. Greenkeeper Pete, thanks for also bringing up one of my best flaws, just leaving things laying around like tissues. Your wife, Emmy.
Just put them in the bin.
No.
Just one request.
We might simple. Just need it for an emergency.
There's a full box of tissues right there that you can use at any time.
Why waste it when we've got one perfectly good one right in front of us? We're just keeping an eye out for the environment, Krivo. That's all it is. Do you hate the environment? Do you hate the planet that we live on?
You know what? If it comes to throwing away tissues, then yes. One more while I've got this moment.
All right, let it out.
If it's a windy day, can you peg the washing, all of it?
Does she not peg washing?
And if it's a wind, she'll just hang it.
No.
And if it's a windy day, I'm the one who has to pick it all up.
I've never heard of anyone doing that before, not pegging the washing on.
Yeah, just like, and some things will get a peg or two, but most things, and a windy day, because that's a good washing day, and it's all over the backyard, and I have to pick it all up.
I'm with you on that. That's not a good go.
Anyway.
That's crap.
Venting done.
Yeah,
I feel
you're
better
welcome.
Now. Do you feel better now?
No.
No,
there's still skins on the toilet bowl.
The kettle thing's still going to go on.
Yep.
My mum's a legend.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Tyler and Krivo. Spoiling mums of the hunter this Mother's Day. And spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel Sheepskin Factory.
Yeah, of course, Krivo, Mother's Day is this weekend. You can spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel Sheepskin Factory. Or we can hook you up right now.
You can win them right here with us on UFM with the Novos.
What you have to do, though, is throw your mum under the bus.
Yeah, so basically tell an embarrassing story about something that they've done or, you know, continue to do to you.
Yes, well, my mother has been known to chuck a few doozies over the years. We once went to ANZ Stadium. It was the first time she'd ever been there to watch an NRL game. And she's like, oh, my God, look at the size of this. Boom, 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 rolled down the full flight of stairs in front of a full stadium.
There you go.
G-banger hanging out, hilarious.
That's the sort of thing we're after. Now, we must remember yesterday's winner as well.
Oh, my God. She won because she threw her mum under the bus saying that she was busting for the loo
this
for
her
number
mom.
Two, her mum, and ended up getting it everywhere.
Including?
Her bra.
That's right. Now, that's the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. All you have to do is tell an embarrassing story about your mum, throw her under the bus, and you can, you know, win this awesome prize.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with some Mortel slippers and a scarf as well.
Oh, my God.
It's the perfect gift for Mother's Day.
The slippers from Mortels and the UGG boots they have are just the best quality. She will be stoked. Mum will be stoked to get these.
If you want it, call now. 4967-4105. We've got a Mortels Mother's Day pack to give away right now. If you want it, call now.
New FM.
What's the goss up next with producer Stephen? What's on the way?
Machine Gun Kelly back at it again. Once he becomes irrelevant, he just starts taking swipes at everyone else, doesn't he?
Loser.
Yeah, a lot of people not a fan of his work. Anyway, now though, time to give away a lovely Mother's Day prize.
My mum's a legend.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Tyler and Crevo, spoiling mums of the Hunter this Mother's Day. And spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or UGG boots from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory.
Yeah, that's how we do it, Crevo. We give away a lovely gift by making you be not so lovely by throwing your mum under the bus.
Yeah, that's it. Very simple. Throw your mum under the bus. Best story gets, of course, this amazing pack.
Yeah, we've got two Novocastrians on the phone right now. We're going to pick out of their stories who is the best.
That's right. And go from there.
Yeah.
First up, we've got Patricia at Salt Ash. Hello.
Hello, how are we going?
Very well, thanks. Now tell us your story. Throw your mum under the bus.
Oh, my mum. She's been going to this swimming club for years, and I had a presentation dinner at the terrace.
Yeah.
And so they've had a few wines, celebrated all their, you know, winnings and stuff. And so I had to take her and a friend back to Mayfield. So we get to Tooley Street Bridge. Pull over. I'm like, I can't. And we get to Industrial Drive lights there, and the doors come open. She's vomiting everywhere. I had to sit there for 3 light changes until she had evacuated her party.
Oh, my God.
No.
What a drama. Also, turn your radio down.
Yeah. We've also got Kyle in Raymond Terrace. Now, Kyle, are you ready to throw your mum under the bus?
Yeah.
All right, do it.
When it's my birthday, all my friends are over, all my cousins' family are over.
Yeah.
They're all having a party, they're all getting drunk. My mum decides to come barge in my room, completely drunk, starts dancing, embarrassing me in front of all my friends.
Oh, no.
I feel like mum's getting on the terps is kind of a common theme here, Creeper.
It certainly is. Now,
Kyle, what did you do in this situation?
Huh?
What did you do? Did you tell her to get out? Did you get up and dance with her? What'd you do?
I just told her to get out and close my door.
Nice.
Strong.
You're being embarrassing, Mum.
Okay. Now, it comes down to this, Tyler. Do you think it's the vomiting out the door on Industrial Drive? Or do you think it's dancing in the room? What are your thoughts?
I think it's got to be vomiting on Industrial Drive.
Congratulations, Patricia. You've got yourself a Mother's Day pack. Make sure you give it to your mum, all right?
Don't keep it for yourself.
Okay, very good. See how simple it is. Just throw your mum under the bus. We'll do it tomorrow as well for your chance to win this amazing prize. All thanks to Mortels. God, they're good people.
They are. And you can spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or UGG boots from Mortels Sheepskin.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, what's Machine Gun Kelly up to now?
Yeah, well, he started to lose relevance, I guess, a little bit. There was all those rumours that him and Megan Fox had split up not long ago, and now they're apparently back together and kind of dwindled into nothing. So in that nothingness has come a shot at another big-time rapper. In his latest freestyle, it goes like this.
I see why they call you Jackman. You Jackman's whole swag. Get Drake his flow back, man.
So this is in reference to Jack Harlow's new album, of course, which is titled Jackman.
Yep.
So he's had a dig at Jack Harlow. I guess he's kind of hoping... Obviously, Machine Gun Kelly kind of rose to mainstream prominence when he took a shot at Eminem with that song Rap Devil.
Yes, very true. But Machine Gun Kelly will never be Jack Harlow. Like, good try, bud.
Well, I think the difference is as well that, like, when he took a shot at Eminem had been quiet for a while as well. Eminem probably kind of needed a bit of a revival in his career. But Jack Harlow is at the peak of his... I reckon he just... This is water off a duck's back for Jack Harlow. He doesn't even look twice at it.
Give a rat's. But also, too, like, I don't know if I'm just a bit useless when it comes to pop culture. I didn't even know Machine Gun Kelly was a rapper. I didn't know he was a singer. I just thought he was just some kind of, Megan Fox just, like... shacked up with.
No, he's a big music career.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Big's relative, but yeah, he's on
not
the
as
music
big as
scene.
Jack Harlow, though, right?
Anyway, speaking of big musicians, not. I suppose, Lewis Capaldi's got his new documentary out. It's called How I'm Feeling Now.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty raw look into his life and his mental health. He's always kind of been open about that sort of stuff. But Niall Horan has claimed he's lying about some stuff on it. He said this in the past.
You know, Lewis has never washed his hair, I don't think. He smells phenomenal. He's a showering man.
Mm.
But he says that he doesn't wash his hair. Mm. And he says that apparently it gets to the point where it cleans itself and he's happy with that.
So his hygiene's been pulled into question, and now Niall Horan's gone on to say that the scene in the documentary where Lewis Capaldi's sorting out his own washing is all for cameras. His mum does all his washing. He's never done a day of washing in his life. So,
I get that vibe big time.
Yeah, a bit of a call out from good friend there, Niall Horan.
Of course. Yeah, they are very good friends.
A bit of a mum's boy and he's getting his washing done.
Yeah,
come
and
on.
You see Niall Horan make an appearance in this doco as well. I really like it, but definitely that was some direction from the producers being like, all right, Lewis, let's maybe look like you're a bit of a domesticated god.
A
that
bit
you,
of an adult,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, you take care of your own washing. Let's do a few shots of you actually pretending to do the laundry. But you get huge, big, like, mummy, daddy, boy vibes from Lewis Capaldi throughout the doco.
It's insane, though, because as if he can't afford to get someone to do his washing for him.
You pay someone to do his laundry?
Why does he need to prove that he does his own laundry?
I really don't think that was his choice. He's clearly been told what to do by the producers and he's just gone with it, you know?
Ridiculous.
But that checks out, producer Stephen. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's part of his, like, endearing nature as well, that he's kind of like this...
Doesn't wash his own hair.
Bit useless.
Yeah, I was trying to look for a nicer word to say than useless.
Bit
but
useless.
Yeah, he's kind of, like, fumbling around in this world and just fallen in. It's like he forgets he's a celebrity. That's kind of the vibe he goes.
Totally.
Okay.
It's a very good doco, though. If you're looking for something to watch, it makes you kind of fall in love with Lewis Capaldi all over again, because he does, you know, suffer a lot of mental health issues, and he sheds light on that. It's really good watch. I would highly recommend it.
I agree. Very good.
Yeah.
5 out of 5 stars from Tyler and Stephen. Check it out.
Yep.
UFM.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And with this colder weather, Tyler, yesterday on the show we got talking about how the perfect food is a hot toasty.
We did. And I even said I'll make it my mission to find the best toasty around town.
Now, we had a little chat to the boss and we've decided to make this a bit bigger of a mission.
We're going on a tour.
That's right, a toasty tour of Newcastle.
We need to find the best toasted sandwich in the region. Like, hands down, best.
That's right.
None of this Thai business.
No. It's got to be the best available, the best possible, so we can help you know where it is.
Exactly. So if you know, or if you reckon you know, where we can get our hands on the best toasty around Newcastle, head to our Facebook page, New FM, and submit your vote. There is a post up there where you can share where you think is the best toasty in Newcastle. This also means, though, Crevo, we need a taste tester. We need an official taste tester to come on tour with us.
That's right. So we're going to chat more about that up next, because this is an important job, a very important job to help the whole region.
Totally. Tour de Toasty is alive and well, and we need someone to join the club. Now, Crevo, yesterday, just a throwaway comment has turned into a big event, because I said yesterday I was craving a toasty with this cold weather, and I said I would make it my mission to find the best toasty around Newcastle, and now, of course, we're going on tour. Tour de Toasty is a thing, and we are on the hunt to find the best toasty, but we need an official to come with us.
That's right. So what we want, obviously you and I will be scoring the toasties as, you know, representatives of the Novos.
Yeah.
But we also need a representative of the people.
Totally.
Now, this is your chance. Have you ever tasted food and gone, I can talk about that?
Or if you've ever watched MasterChef and go, I could be a judge.
this is your opportunity
yep.
to live out that dream. And by eating the best food in the world, a.k.a.
The toasted
sandwich, the humble toasted sandwich.
Jeez, it's good.
Some of them can be quite fancy, though, can't they?
Oh, yeah, the bougie the better, I reckon. But less is more also sometimes too. So you got to find that balance, you
know? That's right. So this is what we're after here. We're going to start auditioning special toasty judges, basically.
Toasty taste testers. Say that 10 times quick, I dare you.
I will not. But you'll be coming on tour with us
yep.
from toasty restaurant to toasty restaurant.
All week next week.
Tasting different toasties and scoring them out of 10. Now, the toasties will be for free.
Yes.
So you won't have to dig into your own pocket.
Nope.
Because you're an official judge. You know?
Yeah, you get free things you're an official judge.
You become part of high society when this happens.
If you think you've got what it takes, 4967-4105, call now. We're doing Toasty Taste Tester auditions.
That's right. If you think you could be the next judge of toasties around Newcastle, give us a call.
Free toasties all day next week, every day next week. You get to hang out with us. What's not to love about that? If you want to come on tour to Toasty, and be the official Toasty Taste Tester, call 4967-4105 now because we want you on the team.
That's right, and we only want the best.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we just had some major technical difficulties, like the whole studio just melted down.
A few people called through saying, your radio's not playing.
Yeah, we know. We get it.
Yeah, a few technical issues, which means we were in the middle of our Toasty Taste Tester auditions. We might just have to hold off until tomorrow now because nothing's working in here.
We're going to have to do that tomorrow. Thank you for everyone that did call. We'll get back in touch with you and continue the auditions tomorrow. But that's just going to have to be a wrap for us today.
Yeah, that's us done and dusted now.
Have a great...
What a way to wrap the show.
Exactly. Have a great Tuesday, everyone.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
See
Bye.
Ya.